AMAN.com.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, and I know some other items on the consent agenda. Again, only the one item having to do with the reading of an ordinance on rental dwelling unit registration and education. So consent is kind of what... Go ahead, Ron.
One of the really good news items on the consent agenda is we have bids for the Peace Memorial four-year auditorium improvements. The architect's estimate on the project was $128,000, and when the low bid was submitted by Trinium Construction in the amount of $64,200, along with a donation and a couple of bid alternates, so they're actually donating about $7,900 value towards the project, which is certainly appreciated. This is going to be a great improvement there in the foyer of the auditorium that really brings some recognition and memorializes the folks that made the ultimate sacrifice. And there's a lot of work that's gone into it. Obviously, the Friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium have done a lot to raise funds, and this is being totally paid for by funds that they have raised.
And they're still raising funds.
Yes.
Yep. So just to put it out there. But this is one of those projects, again, where a community came together and said, we want to keep this. It's important to us, and we will raise funds, and we will work hard to refurbish it and make it even better. In recognition of our veterans, and they stuck to the mission, and that's exactly what they're doing. So this is a wonderful piece where the commission took their recommendations and went forward with it.
I appreciate you mentioning that because as you were talking about this, Ron, it took me back to the days when a lot of compromise involved when this came. I remember some real late night meetings when the Peace Memorial Auditorium, when it first came up. So
Bruce McMillan has been wonderful. He had to redo previous plans that we had already agreed to and then come back and redo them. So he's been amazing with this group of this organization, as well as with the city. So there are several people that worked very hard on this, and Jim Sharp wants it done before, you know, while he's still with us, and I think it's going to happen. So I'm glad the bids came in the way they did as well.
Yeah, it's a very nice improvement. There's an information kiosk that there's an allotment for and still is being developed, and that will provide a lot of history and a lot of opportunity to update the information over time, and this is the initial phase of the auditorium improvements. The city did some improvements to the main auditorium with mainly HVAC and some other electrical and mechanical improvements, and then still fundraising for the stage, and they have quite a few pledges and funds raised to redo the stage and upgrade the lighting, the sound, other components of that, so that the stage can be more of an active component of the auditorium, of Peace Memorial Auditorium, than maybe it's been in the past.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Anything else consent-wise?
Consent-wise, we also have an agreement, memorandum of agreement. This was with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. There's four properties out on Messenger Road, which is outside of the city. It's across the Kansas River in the Fairmont area. These current properties have their own wells, water wells. They are have shown up to have contamination. And so actually the Kansas Department of Health and Environment approached us. The city provides water to the county water district there, but actually the city's line runs past these homes and not the water district's lines. So we're the closest to it, and they're asking for these homes to be able to hook up to it. So I understand we have a phone call.
Yes, we do. Let's go ahead and take a call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Back to your comments on Peace Auditorium. As a veteran, I just really commend you for what you've done. I go back to Friday night at the Chamber Banquet where the leaders were talking about looking back at what's happened in the future. And if this community goes back to World War II and after, just the transformation that happened as a result of the veterans of the greatest generation. And I think it would have been a shame if we would have forgotten that. So, again, kudos to everybody.
Appreciate the phone call.
Absolutely. Appreciate that call. And obviously the Friends group has done a huge effort in coordinating all of the activities and the fundraising efforts. So we certainly appreciate all of the work that they've done as well.
And this is great as we look at the 100th year anniversary for Fort Riley. So it's great that we're doing this right along with everything that's going on Fort Riley this year. So like I said, it's something to be proud of.
537-1350 if you want to enter into the discussion. Anything else there, Ron?
Kind of a unique, I don't usually mention, some of our equipment purchases, but this one's a little bit unique. It's a capital improvement item that we had identified, and it's called a sanitary sewer line rapid assessment tool. And so right now, when we have sanitary sewer issues in some of our lines, we do have a robotic camera. That's a kind of a track device that gets down. You lower it through a manhole down into the unit, and it's got a cable wire attached to it and actually hooked up to a truck, so we can see what's in the sewer line as we go to help pinpoint how soon some of that needs to be cleaned or where the blockage and how the best way to assess that blockage. And sometimes you don't have a lot of time to be able to do that recon work, and so this is a tool that actually uses sonar, and you drop it between two manholes, and it will determine on a percentage, is this 20% blocked, is this 80% blocked between those manholes, and sometimes trying to pinpoint where that blockage is can be very difficult. This is a very quick way to be able to assess that so that we can rectify it. And then just annual cleaning, we can get a better idea of where we can take the camera down and do further inspections. So where the camera may take you several hours to complete that, this takes minutes. And so we think it's the cost is $25,000, and again, improved technology and being able to put it to use.
Very good. Yeah. Mayor, anything else from the agenda tonight?
I just feel exhilarated when I hear things about technology and how we're using it, and it's bringing down the cost and making it faster. And we don't think about it as much. I can relate this to something happening in medicine. We have so many things that are happening in medicine where when you go for a checkup, or even surgeries these days, they're so precise with some of the techniques that are also being used in other areas. So it's interesting that we're doing this, and it's being more cost effective. And I often think about one day when they think about robots and all of that. But if it's so precise and you're not wasting manpower, the people that would normally do that can be utilized in a different way. So I'm so happy that this is happening for our city and that we're looking into it.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:43. I know a work session next week or other meetings too.
We do have a work session. Sure.
So we'll come back with that. 537-1350. Questions or comments about tonight's meeting or other business having to do with the City of Manhattan, you're listening to In Focus.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course.